Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke & Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hello, listeners!
Double Z, my friend, how are you?
Good, how about yourself, Roofman?
I'm excellent as well.
All right, excellent. That's a good word. Well, what is making today so excellent for you, my friend?
The beer helps, and the solid food for the first time all day helps.
Why? What, were you on liquid diet?
I decided to do...
Oh, that's right. I read about this.
A juicing cleanse, and I've completely failed. I've already given up on it.
Well, a lot of toilet paper probably made sense with a juice and cleanse anyways, though. So I'm sure you weren't, the lady at HEB was not too surprised when you bought a bunch of vegetables and toilet paper.
But it wasn't very absorbent, so she'll be very surprised when I bring it back.
Right. Can you see what this did? Bring her back a bloody picture of your arse.
I'll just expose it. I'll just cut the ass out of my pants and walk in there.
Do you ever remember there was a movie once called So Fine? Do you remember this movie?
I think I would if I ever saw it, but I don't.
Yeah. It was about, it's like when, you know, Gloria Vanderbilt and all these jean companies were coming out, you know, with all these, the first, like, wave of designer jeans or whatever. And it was like a comedy about that craze. And the deal with the So Fine jeans was that you could, there was like a little plastic window and you could see people's ass through the jeans.
No kidding. That's brilliant. That sounds like a hypersensory, yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to say, the funny part is I'm sure that you could probably find a comparable pair of jeans on the market today.
I bet you could.
That was, like, supposed to be a joke in, like, 1980. Let's look up the year of So Fine.
I just typed in So Fine Jeans. Oh, my God. Yeah, I think David Roth wore those.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, he just wore assless chaps.
Oh, my God. I kind of like these jeans.
Maybe, I think you'd look good in a tight-fitting pair.
That's disturbing, my friend.
Maybe Garth Brooks could write a song about you wearing your tight-fitting jeans.
Jesus Christ, my tight-fit ass window Wranglers.
Oh, wait, yours are the asshole window jeans, though.
That's right, it's a porthole.
A porthole for your ass. It just has an elastic closure.
Oh, my God. Well, just like my ass. Wow.
Question. I was reading the paper yesterday, actually, Rufus, and I came across this Dateline Lufkin, Texas. Have you, a woman unhappy with pot purchase calls cops.
Not a good move in Lufkin, I'm going to guess.
Apparently not, because she ended up going to jail.
Well, what do you know?
What a shocker.
I would assume the pot must have been good if she thought that was a good idea. It must have been okay pot.
She obviously has a very lukewarm IQ, I would say. Her IQ is in the lukewarm range.
Lukewarm. It's in the simmering potatoes range.
But the lukewarm range, I guess, would be between 50 and 70, maybe. Low 50s.
Yeah. Man, can you imagine a low 50s IQ on weed?
Probably the only thing keeping her fucking alive.
That's true.
But, yeah, she called the cops. This is what she said. She wanted her drug dealer arrested because she spent $40 on seeds and residue, and the drug dealer would not refund her money.
Well, she should contact the BBB.
She should. You're right. He probably actually comes to turn out her drug dealer has a bad reputation with the BBB, so there's nothing the cops could do about it. They said take it up in civil court.
Or she could complain on Yelp.
That's right. Now that dealer's actually, yeah, he's got a lot of complaints on Yelp. He's only got 2 stars. He's got two little pot leaves.
Yeah, 2 pot leaves. Well, there's another concept. That's a great concept for the dark net, is the drug dealer ranking system.
The drug ranking system?
Yes.
So what is did you get a big hailstorm down there? I saw on TV that maybe there was some inclement weather your way.
Not here where I'm at. It rained a little bit, no big deal, but then I saw on Facebook some of my friends and family had posted hail and stuff, but we never got any of that.
Apparently your coolness just kept the bad weather away.
It does work as like a buffer.
Any dog stories for us today, Rufus? I know that last week we started off with some pretty killer dog stories.
Other than one dog just constantly having diarrhea, there's really no story there.
What made you put your dog on a juice fast?
No, actually, my dog's ass was the inspiration for my juice fast, because nothing but juice comes out of his ass.
Oh, so you just tapped him like a V8?
Yeah. I just put him up on the counter in some stirrups and
make your own smoothie.
I just put a tumbler underneath his butt, lift up the tail.
It's not a smoothie; it's a chunky.
No, it's quite smooth.
So what, did he get into something when he got loose, or what do you think the story is there?
We got some treats to give them whenever they take care of business outside as rewards, and I think the treats are treating them wrong.
The treats are making them take care of their business on the inside?
Yeah, making for uncontrollable business.
Let me guess, you got the treats at Dollar General, and they were made in China. They're like 80% cancer-causing plastic.
I think they're 80% Chinaman.
No wonder it goes right through you.
That's right. It's unwanted Chinese females.
Did they come with little tiny chopsticks for dogs?
Yeah, but they're hungry again 10 minutes later.
Right, yeah, that's why he's got the shit going right through him.
That's right. Jesus Christ.
Starting out with a little bowl of soup.
Yeah.
So, I guess we're on spring break here. It's in full swing, as it were.
Wow, spring in Indiana. You guys must be surfing and sailing, camping.
You mean Colorado.
Oh, yeah, Colorado. I keep forgetting you moved.
Why are you forgetting that we moved to Colorado, Rufus?
Dude, I've hardly ever been out of Texas. Indiana, Colorado, they're basically the same thing to me.
Yeah, well, they're both north of where you were at, that's for sure.
Yeah, everything's in Colorado to me.
But, yeah, spring here, and spring has sprung. It's like 40. Well, no, it was 50 degrees today, which is an improvement. Oh, you know what? You would think it was like 100 fucking degrees out, though, because everyone in my neighborhood is, like, outside all the time now.
Shirtless?
Not yet. Pantsless, yes. Shirtless, not yet.
The lower body does retain heat better, I find.
It does. It does. There's no doubt about it.
Mainly because it's the gas-producing part of the body.
That probably is why. And a lot around here in Colorado, people are very hairy. People. Like, you can't tell that they're not wearing hair chaps like David Lee Roth.
Hair chaps. Wow.
Hair chaps. So, anything else exciting happening there? You got any news of the weird for us?
No, not really. Other than,
wow.
I mean, the only
thing. I'm going to have to ask you to open up your happy hour show prep thing. What's going on in there? Nothing?
No, there's nothing in there.
Oh, no.
I got something better, dude. I've got my juice story.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Go ahead with your juice.
I started a 3-day juice fast today.
And you made it less than one day in.
Well, I haven't totally given up. I gave up. Ah, jeez. It's 5 fucking juices, dude. Like 5 juices. And I'm not talking about like a little can of a Minute Maid. I mean, it's like you put in, like, for one quote-unquote meal, like my lunch was like 4 carrots, a whole cucumber, a quarter of a red onion, a bunch of parsley, a whole red bell pepper,
that
some
sounds like
ginger. It sounds like a V8. It's actually way, way fucking better than a V8. Like,
oh, I like V8, though.
I like V8.
Vodka, yum.
I like V8, but every time I have a V8, about halfway through the bottle, I start thinking, this is the worst mistake I've ever made in my fucking life. I mean, they're
like 99% sodium.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the taste. As soon as it, like, when it's ice cold, it's fucking great. But as soon as it gets to, like, room temperature, then a V8 ain't so good. And
maybe
unfortunately,
that's why they market it in, like, those 7-ounce cans.
Because
you're like,
yeah.
You can choke down the whole 7-ounce can in, like, 2 seconds before you regret it.
Right. Yeah, I can shotgun those. But,
so, yes, continue on with your juice story.
Well, I mean, try drinking a room temperature V8 that's about the size of a gallon can of paint 5 times a day. And they're all different recipes, you know, and they all do taste really good. But this is an extreme, this is a cleanse, right? So it's like that's all you fucking eat all day. Whereas normally, like hopefully I'll get to the point where it's just like I'll have one for breakfast because I'm not really a breakfast guy anyway.
Right.
And then maybe one later in the day.
So now can you have beer on said cleanse?
Well, it's not part of the cleanse, no.
Right.
But it is now.
Is that how you? Well, you actually had solid food today. You said.
I had to, man. I had to.
What did you end up having?
Well, oddly enough, I never got hungry on all these juices because they're really fucking rich, you know. But I just
sick.
Yeah, but there was a savoriness I was missing, and I'm starting to dream about burgers and stuff. So I try to remain responsible, and I caved in and had just some like crackers and tuna.
Oh, so you didn't totally go off the fucking deep end. I thought maybe you went out and got a fucking Whataburger with cheese and a big fry and shit. But one day, talk to us in 3 days, Rufus. I'd like to hear the follow-up on this conversation on Thursday.
Yeah, so would I.
How far you made it into this. I want to know if you start hallucinating at any point.
You might have to tell me. I don't know if I'll be aware enough.
Do you even think that this is real right now? Maybe you're just dreaming this. Maybe you're in some juice fast-induced coma.
I watched a documentary, dude, called it's called Are We Real or Do We Exist, right? It's all about physics and stuff.
Right.
And it seemed to be on the surface like the creation versus just random bullshit happening. But it really got deeper than that. And they said, so first of all, there's all these constants in the world that if you tweaked them by 1%, it would fuck everything up and nothing could exist. So people were like, oh, that obviously a creator made that. And but scientists are still like, no, that's impossible. It's just random chance. We're here to perceive it just because we happen to be. But then they found the cosmological constant, which if you tweak that by like point, it's like a trillion fucking zeros. If you tweak about that much, we're all fucked. And so then they were like, oh my God, there's no way that's random.
Random.
Right. So somebody must have done something or something. But of course, scientists can't deal with that. So then they came up with this theory, which is probably true, that there's multiple universes, right? And in every universe, there's an infinite amount of universes where every possible combination of anything has ever happened. And so it's not odd that we live in the one universe where it's possible for us to live in.
Right. Or, I mean, my idea would be maybe it's not that the universe is by chance, but we have just evolved to live in this universe with this set of circumstances.
Right. That was their saying. They're like, there's so many other universes out there where it's not possible. So, of course, we're here to perceive the one where it is possible because where else would it fucking happen, right?
Right.
And so that's when they said, okay, well, there's no creator. There's infinite amount of universes. It'd be like the good analogy they had was you walk into a men's warehouse to buy a suit. Odds are pretty good out of all the suits there's one that fits you. But if you walk into a warehouse where there's only one suit, it's probably not going to fit you. So, you know, their idea is it's a men's warehouse full of suits. We just happen to fit one suit. And they kind of washed their head and said, okay, no creator. But then it got fucking crazier. And they found themselves trapped again because they said, I'm not high, by the way. I know I sound like it. They said there must be, if there's a universe for every possible outcome, and there has to be a universe where there are beings that are so fucking far advanced, more advanced than us, that we can't possibly conceive them. And as we've been making computer programs to figure out what happened at the Big Bang, they probably make computer programs that are a billion times better and can not only recreate the Big Bang, but can, like, computationally recreate it. And they said,
doing it all over by themselves, just doing their own Big Bangs.
Exactly. And so then their question is, how do we know we're not part of that?
We don't. I mean, I would think that we are. I would think that more than – even if we were just put here by other fucking aliens, you know what I mean? I'm not saying – I'm saying, like, bred over billions of years, but a billion years for us might be the blink of a fucking eye in a parallel universe. Damn.
It could all be a simulation.
It could be. I mean, what if they just pulled the plug right now?
That's why we have to please them with human sacrifices.
That's true. That's a good idea. And that's why we should seek them out and try to kill them as well.
Right. Wait. They're telling me to kill you.
What? Wait. Oh, no. It's your mind helmet is telling you to kill me.
My mind helmet.
Your mind antenna. That's kind of how that I am thing was headed. Don't you think?
I mean, yeah.
Everything's out there. It's just your brain needs to be tuned in to pick it up.
That's how I perceive it. It makes sense to me.
It makes total sense, but it's totally fucking creepy.
Mm-hmm.
All the magnetic fields and shit, I mean, are just weird. But, you know, if I had known more about shit like that when I was in college or even younger, maybe I would have got into like some kind of engineering or, you know, like to do with magnetic fields and shit. Because after watching that program, I was like, obviously time travel probably could be achieved in a weird way using magnetic fields and shit like that.
I don't see why not.
I mean, they were able to make shit invisible using magnetic fields, right? So,
yeah.
Let's get that. Put a team on that, Rufus. Let's put a Globocorp team on that.
I'll do that. I'll do that immediately.
Yeah. Right. Write that down. I do not see you licking your pencil.
I don't have a pencil. Wait, I've got an app. Let me lick my app.
There you go. Kiss my app. That should be the name of your new jeans with the window for the butthole.
Kiss my app.
Fuck my app. Fuck my app.
Jesus Christ. It's got a zipper around it so you can open it.
I'm going to fuck you in the app.
Or
no, it's like... got a little slide thing, like on a phone.
Slide. Oh, my God.
That's where being some kind of magnetic engineering guy, that's where I'm going to start telling people I am when they start asking me what I do for a living.
Magnetic engineer?
Yeah, I'm a magnetic engineer with a minor in time travel.
That's a great pickup line. I'm a magnetic engineer, and I'm attracted to you.
Ooh. Shit, I like it. Just cheesy enough to get you a drink thrown in your face.
I attract drinks.
Free drink? Hey, nothing wrong with a free drink. I don't care how you have to get it.
As long as some lands in your mouth.
That's right.
It's worth it.
And you can always wring your shirt out later. So that's good to go. You get one then and one to go.
That's right. That's right.
So let's see. You guys are so your cleanse. You're going to pick it back up tonight, or are you off your cleanse until tomorrow? Now that you had to tune in some crackers,
I had to abandon it after the fourth juice. After that, I was like, "Good God!"
You've had four juices before, like today.
Before today? No, I had four juices today.
That's what I mean. Like, but before right now, it's only practically fucking dinner time.
Yeah, so there's a breakfast juice, a mid-morning juice, a lunch juice, an afternoon snack juice, and then a pre-dinner juice, and then you get, like, a dinner. So, I mean, there is some solid food at the end of it. But, man, that's a lot of goddamn juice. And they're all
how big is
different.
A juice? I mean, you could, like, your stomach could burst from fucking taking in all this juice, I would think.
And I almost had that happen because I assumed, like, I would drink any juice or anything. I just kind of chugged the first one.
Right. Now, this isn't beer. I'm not enjoying it.
Right. Well, the first one was a breakfast juice. It was really small. It was, two carrots, an apple, and something else. I forgot.
And sadly enough, after you go and spend all that money at the fucking HEB, you figure out that, first of all, vegetables aren't cheap, and second of all, they cannot make a lot of juice.
Well, they made more juice than I expected.
Did they?
Oh, God. My lunch was, I'm serious, it was like a big gulp tumbler. And I kept putting shit in the fucking juicer, and I was like, man, what? I expected a little glass of juice, and it just kept going. I had to change glasses. It got so fucking big.
Are you sure? You're probably doing, like, a juice fast for, like, six people or something, and you don't know it.
I checked it. I did check it, because after when I was choking that one down, and I was like, I got to check this one easy. I did. I went back and looked. I just want to make sure there wasn't for, like, couples or a family of four.
Okay. Serves four people.
But the biggest mistake I made today with it was the lunch juice was called the gazpacho. And it called for one quarter of a small red onion.
Right.
But I had bought big red onions, so one quarter of that was about that big. And it made a tangy goddamn gazpacho.
Well, you know you could have made it smaller since it called for a small onion and you bought a large onion.
Well, I know, but I didn't realize that until after I made it. And I was drinking it, and I was like, God damn. That's some oniony shit.
Gazpacho. I love it.
It was, anyway,
so what brought on the juice fast, or like whatever you cleanse, I guess you would call it?
Well, like most life changes, it was a documentary I watched.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was called, I don't remember what it was called. But it was basically, it wasn't all about juicing. That was just one component. But it was basically talking about the sort of the mass-produced food industry with box and canned foods and how they're
right. And it's all true.
Yeah, it is all true. And they ended talking about juicing. I thought, well, I want to give that a shot. And so then I looked it up and found a cleanse. I never expected to do a cleanse. I was like,
the easiest one you could find? Did you look through a bunch of them and go, this one seems pretty fucking easy?
It was the first one I could find.
Was it really?
Absolutely. That's the blessing of a number one Google ranking.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm spending some money.
But the reason I went with this one is because the guy who did it was in this documentary.
Ah, hence the number one on the Google ad.
Right. So, anyway, this stuff tastes good. But even if you're going to be like, I'm going to go on a Totino's pizza cleanse.
Right.
After five of those, you'd probably be like, I don't think I want one tomorrow.
No, that's not true.
I know. I wanted to turn around halfway through that statement. I'm thinking about juicing a Totino's pizza at this point.
Make sure you get pepperoni or a combination ham, whatever.
Shit, I'll get the pepperoni and then put a bag of pepperonis in there with it.
That's what I do. I do know how to deuce up a Totino's pizza. I'm telling you, fresh garlic and hot peppers, some ham. You're talking fucking quality Totino's. But now, actually, I was actually gonna tape this. I bought a pizza stone from the Pampered Chef, right? It was a shame buy.
Right.
But, you know, you got to buy something. So me and my wife were discussing. I'm like, well, get the pizza stone. You know what I mean? Because you can cook a lot of shit on a fucking pizza stone. I mean, basically, it's never going to come out of my oven. I'm going to put pans and shit on it. I don't really, you know, the integrity of the pizza stone is not important. But I was cooking a little tiny pizza. What I do, Rufus, is buy these, you know, like if you get a gyro. Are you familiar with gyros?
Yeah.
Listeners, if you're familiar with gyros, listeners, call them 646-478-0616. And I get those gyro wrappers, right? You can get like six of them. I get 10 of them for $2.99.
Good deal.
If I have to go to like Gordon's food store. It's like Cisco's here, but you know, you can get them at Costco or wherever, Sam's. So I take one of those and I put the sauce on it and I put the cheese on it, whatever toppings in it, and I just cook that like a regular pizza.
Wow.
Right? Like any pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you know who showed me how to do that, actually?
Dude.
Chop Suki.
Tell me that. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they do. They turn out good, dude. It was good as a store-bought pizza. It's just a tiny pizza, though.
It sounds awesome. Well, I do something similar with, like, flour tortillas. But I like the, what's it called? The gyro bread?
I guess they call it a pita. Not really. Yeah,
pita, right.
It's a pita. De-fucking-licious, Rufus. Delicious.
Sounds awesome.
Do you want me to tape, make a video of that so we can put it on the website?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to use my GoPro, and I'm going to make a fucking video of me making a pizza to put on the website.
Are you going
to
put it on your head? So we
yes,
get the,
I am going to put it on my head, actually.
What do they call that? Boring Gonzo? The Gonzo point of view?
I don't know. Do they?
I think so.
I think that's just the porn term of it. The porn term. I think it's...
I think it's Muppet porn because it's Gonzo with a camera on his nose.
So here's a thing. Man says nursing home hired strippers for his 85-year-old mother. Wow.
Yeah, I read that earlier.
What happened there? Oh, my God. That's fucking gratuitous. That's a big piece of man meat right there got in mom's hands. It's like mom's got her hands full at the old folks' home.
Well, I just read the headline. I'm actually surprised that they got strippers for an old woman. I figured there was some dirty old man there who was like, get me a stripper.
That's actually what I thought, too. I didn't expect it to be a woman.
Sounds like my kind of old lady.
Yeah, look at that. Oh, it's actually coming out as a porno. Mom knows, what's it, here it's the byline says, Mom knows how to work sausage after 80 years.
She's a sextagenarian.
She's a six-inch-degenarian.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Not to go back to juice, but one of the ingredients in two of the juices I had today called for a one-inch length of ginger. And I thought, what woman doesn't love a one-inch length of ginger?
Well, it's the very elusive one-inch length.
You got to find it through that curly orange fro.
Oh, my God, the orange forest.
Oh, jeez, where the fairies live.
But you know what's funny is I was watching something the other day, and it was all about gingers. And basically, this lady was making fun of herself for being a fucking ginger and how basically weak she was.
Oh, it's so sad how low they've sank.
I know. It's like they know how low they are. That's why they won't be around. And what we read 50 years, right? There'll be no gingers in 50 years.
We can only hope.
Yep, gingers are. Well, we should keep one or two around as like an oddity. We'll have one dry. What are they? Freeze dried.
We need at least a couple to parade around floats during St. Patty's Day.
Only have to be like leprechaun size, though. They need to be dwarfs and gingers.
Oh, we can augment them to make them.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that some kind of petri dish, we could just probably recreate a ginger with a couple of
sets. Genetically breed gingers to be leprechaun size.
Genetically breed them to have brown hair and tan skin.
I'm a Mexican ginger.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see some guy say them. I'm a Mexican redhead.
Jeez. I'd be a rojo.
So, you apparently do not feel better from your juice then.
I don't know yet. I'm going to give it – I'll give it the full cleanse day, you know. No, I felt good. I really did feel good, but I think it's more psychological. Like, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm drinking juice, goddammit, and getting my veggies.
I'm supposed to feel good. This is supposed to make me feel good.
Right.
That's how they get away with giving people placebos for antidepressants.
Yes.
I feel better just because I think I'm supposed to feel better. Which, you know what, if that works, that's what they should do.
That's true. I've often thought that. Like, if a placebo does the trick, then why the fuck not?
Right. I wonder. You know what? I think I read somewhere where it's not legal to give someone a placebo, though. Unless
I can
like
see
a drug trial.
Well, it's kind of a catch-22. You can't be like, here you go, there's nothing in this, but feel better. Because the person has to think there's something to it, right?
Right. And it's the drug companies not wanting people to just give out fake things that make people feel better that the drug companies don't have to make. So why doesn't the drug company just get into the placebo business?
We should get into the placebo business. We'll just make a whole line of placebos.
She's one actually that other fucking pills. They're the exact colors and makeups and shit.
But it's just like sugar water.
And you only got to pay like 2 cents. We'll get the government in on it, and we can charge like $8 a fucking placebo.
That's right. We'll have like HIV placebos. Get over AIDS in a weekend.
Keep your dick bigger.
Jesus Christ.
What other kind of placebos would people want? One for that makes your boobs bigger, probably.
Absolutely. But you got to buy. We'll have two different brands. We'll have like a left boob placebo.
Oh, that's right.
You got to pay extra for the right boob.
Just in case, like most women actually have breasts that are two different sizes, right? So this could be like, get them the right size first, then start taking both of them.
Get the left boob at half price when you buy the right boob.
Half price. Buy one, get one half off.
That's right.
But, yeah, maybe we should look into that. I mean, what are the – I'm actually going to Google placebo companies because when they give people placebos, they actually have to give them something, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, they have to look like a pill.
Placebo manufacturer companies. Yep. Here's a list. Yep. Sure as shit. Placebo world.
Placebo world. Placebos are us.
I'm dead serious.
Wow. That is interesting, though, because if I was given like a Tic Tac, I would think, okay, this isn't a pill, so they have to look like pills.
Right. So, I mean, you got to figure someone's out there producing placebos.
Well, I talked in placebo.com, and I got Smokeless Delight, an electronic cigarette. It's an electronic cigarette.
Really? Well, I guess if you think about it, an electronic cigarette's a placebo of sorts.
It is of sorts.
Medicodomus. Speed altered. I don't know. It doesn't really say. I don't know. Fuck them. They've bored me. The placebo people have bored me now.
Are you sure it's just not your brain thinking you're bored?
I think it is. I need one of these pills with a question mark on it.
Their website's a placebo.
It's made me so bored I think I need to be on something.
That's right. Where's the antidepressant placebo?
What can I take to keep me from being so fucking bored? Oh, wait. I do that with alcohol and marijuana.
That's right.
I try to even the playing field with the rest of the world by being stoned and drunk.
You give the rest of the world a fair fighting chance.
I give them a fighting chance, and still they always fail to amaze me. Fail to impress me.
Dude, I got way fucking stoned last night.
Uh-oh.
Like, I overdid it, man.
There is no such thing as overdoing it.
I thought I was going to die.
You did not.
I did. My heart was racing, and I'm like, my high blood pressure, my heart's going to fucking explode, and I started freaking out. The only thing I could do was...
Slam beers?
Oh, no. I played a game on my phone, and that distracted me enough. But seriously, there was a moment where I was like, oh, my God, I was really freaking out.
But now you're okay today with no brain damage.
Yes.
Well, minimal amount of brain damage.
Minimal amount. Drop in the bucket compared to everybody else.
So are you going to give it up for good now?
No, I'm going to juice it.
You should. You should try that.
Should try that. Damn, that's not a bad idea.
It wouldn't work.
It wouldn't? Why wouldn't it work?
You have to get the THC to 183 degrees Celsius to get it to activate the psychoactive chemicals.
Really? No kidding. Yep. I didn't know
that. If you ate a bunch of pot, it wouldn't do one thing to you.
Huh.
That's why you have to bake it in like brownies or cookies or something.
The trick is, though,
if you get it too hot when you're baking it,
uh-huh.
You bake off all the psychoactive ingredients and then you don't get anything either.
That sucks.
That's why, I mean, first of all, I don't like ingestible marijuana products because they make you really fucking tired. It's not fun at all, actually. It's not. But I've been where you were last night, Rufus, and all I can say is get back up on that horse. Because you're fine. I mean, you've got to control. You got to realize that it's basically that's just a.
It did become a mind over matter situation, and the mind won.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Are you smoking the really good green stuff or the other stuff?
Oh, the other stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from the really good green stuff, then.
I'm a rookie, dude.
I'm just kidding. You'll be fine. It can't kill you. No one's ever died from that. Now, has anybody ever had a heart attack because they have super high blood pressure from it? More than likely.
Okay, thank you. Awesome. I wouldn't think it would be chemically related. It would be just more like your
mental
panic sends you into a fucking frenzy.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because I had a knife in my hand. I was going to perform heart surgery.
You should have. Make sure you get that on your GoPro or whatever. Put the camera out so we can see that.
That's right. I'll do personal heart surgery.
I can see the headline now. Man high on marijuana tries to perform own heart surgery.
And nails it.
Nailed it. And yourself a couple bypass while high on marijuana.
That's right. I've got two tiny dog hearts now.
It took a very steady hand. Your tiny dog heart.
Yeah.
And your dogs are sharing your old heart outside of the box.
That's right. I linked them together with my old heart. God, it's outside their body. It's a little cart they drag behind them.
There you go. They got a little dog cart. I can see on the little rascals.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Rufus, we've all been there. Of course, you were a little freaked out, but see, you're fine.
Yeah.
Did you have any breakthrough thoughts other than your own impending death?
No, other than just have some good fucking time. I mean, I didn't have any, like, revelations. I mean, I guess thinking you're going to die is pretty much a revelation.
Right, nothing. What came to mind then? Or you really didn't think you were going to die at that point?
Oh, I did. I was ready.
Were you? Were you embracing it, or were you scared? Did you have regret?
No, I was terrible.
Regret.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Good for you, and you shouldn't.
That's right.
But did you regret smoking that marijuana at that point?
No, because I realized, I mean, luckily I've got enough wherewithal to understand that this whole 30 to 40 minutes of panic really only happened in a minute. I'm serious. I went to the bathroom and I was just kind of freaked out, and I took care of some business and distracted myself with the game, and I came out and was like, whew.
Right. And then, you know,
I got it licked, and I went back and seriously, like, a minute had passed, and I thought I was in there for a whole project.
That's the good thing about pot. If you're ever doing something, it does make the time seem like it seems like you get a lot done in a little bit of time.
Yeah, that boy. That makes absolute sense.
Yes, because if pot could kill someone, I probably would have smoked enough pot to kill everyone in my neighborhood at this point.
You would just radiate death.
I would. I just, yeah.
That's
just
amazing.
Attack people around me. I think I smoked that guy to death.
Fucking death by proxy.
Death by being close to the world's biggest pot smoker.
Secondhand smoke.
No, I don't smoke all day. I smoke all day and all night.
Okay, that's a T-shirt, right?
Yes, I think it is. I think that's a good T-shirt for just about anything.
I don't smoke all day. I smoke all day and all night. Very nice. Let me jot that down.
Did you get some new shades there, Rufus? Or are those the same ones you usually wear?
Same ones.
Are they? They look different. What's looking different? You get new headphones?
My computer's at a different angle.
Yeah, I can see. You know what? That wall of sound behind you looks pretty damn good. Pretty professional looking at this point.
Looks pretty pro, doesn't it?
What did that end up costing you to make altogether? Because I thought those towels were expensive, but you said they were inexpensive.
Well, I found a company that they don't just resell them. They actually make them. So I got them pretty cheap. I got all these. This is 38 square feet, and then behind the monitor that you can't see is like another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, another 12 square feet for, I think, like $60.
Would it be possible for you to put a lid on that thing that you're in right now?
Well, I'm thinking, like, this part that's in front of me that you can't see is kind of at a triangle like that.
Right.
So I'm in like this. And I think just over the mic, I am going to, like, put a little ceiling on it, right?
I don't see why you wouldn't. Looks like you got some room up there if you wanted to.
Yeah, and it is kind of high. The ceiling is kind of high. So even with this, there's a little bit of echo if I'm not really hugging the mic, which that sucks. I'd rather sit back from it. So I'm thinking if I, you know, put a unit on top, that should help it out a little bit.
Now, what sent you into your panic attack yesterday? Wasn't thinking about your impending trip to Nicaragua, was it?
No. I'm kind of looking forward to it. Not terribly.
No? So you're definitely going to make that trip then?
Yeah, I have to get my stuff.
Oh, that's right. Did you ever talk to the lady about maybe selling the furniture or whatever to her?
Not yet. I'm going to wait until I get there, do it in person.
Right.
A translator guy to help me out, but
Albert, what was his name?
Sergio.
Sergio, that's right.
If I was going to Granada, that'd be fucking dope because, you know, it's a party town. But I'm going to Matagalpa, which is, we moved there because it's not a party town, and we have
right.
family and kids. But I'm going to be there an alone single guy because I'm not taking my wedding ring.
Safety reasons, though. I mean, it's so important to you, you don't want it to get stolen.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
I think anybody could appreciate that.
I'm going to leave it with a pawn shop I trust completely.
Good idea. You might as well make some money off it if you're not going to be wearing it. You might as well invest that money.
That's true. I'll get it
it's
back.
All investment.
I'll make enough money back that I can buy the wedding ring back. I promise.
If you need it, you know where it'll be for at least 90 days, right?
That's right. At least 90 days. And I can renew it for another 30 if I need to.
For another 30?
Yeah. Or the wife can if she thinks it's important.
If she's interested, she can go buy it out for you.
That's right. You want to stay married? Go get my wedding ring out of Hawk.
I think you can buy my fucking wedding ring back.
Take the allowance I give you and go get my fucking wedding ring.
Wedding to you? Or how important is this marriage to you?
Well, yeah, prove it.
Actually, I'm too lazy to go down and get my wedding ring. If you want to get it, go ahead.
And here's some gas money.
And get me a 12-pack. No, make it a case.
Absolutely.
So you're going to make that trip. Good for you, Rufus.
It'll be fun. I don't know. It's more of a chore than I'm hoping for, but I'm just looking forward to going back to La Posada and getting some kick-ass fucking chicken.
Jalapeno chicken?
No, it's they just called it pechuga de pollo. It's chicken breast grilled on this flat iron, and it came out with, like, homemade French fries and this little macaroni salad. It was awesome. And a grande Victoria Frost.
Sure. I guess you have been on a juice fast. I shouldn't be talking about the world's most amazing meal you've ever had.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
I see you back there eating your foam on that wall behind you. Delicious foam.
But, yeah.
Go ahead, sir. No,
no,
go ahead.
I kind of want to go. I kind of don't. I mean, there's positive aspects and a lot of hassle to it, but whatever.
Seems like a lot of work. It does, actually.
But I plan on doing the show on there. I'll be there a whole fucking week.
Well, now you got a computer there, or you're taking your computer with you. Oh, that's right. We discussed this. You're not even coming back ever. Forgot about that. That's all right. If she listened to last week's show, she'll know already.
She doesn't listen to any of our shows, and that's one reason I'm not coming back.
Good for you. And I think that's one reason you shouldn't.
Teach her a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Should have listened to the show. You'd have known all about my plans to leave you.
That's right.
With our luck, maybe some friend of hers is probably listening right now. I'm going to call and clue her in.
No, she has no friends. I've seen to that.
Good deal. Keep her locked up most of the day, do you?
Yes.
How many miles on her car, anyways?
Do what?
Miles on her car right now, anyways.
31,258.
I was watching this. I was actually saw a little bit of Dr. Phil earlier, and it was about this lady that was cheating on her husband.
Yes.
She only cheated 5 times, though, so it's not like she wanted to. She just, But he was to the point where he was, like, checking the mileage on the car and all that shit. And I thought to myself, if it's ever that much fucking work.
Right.
And I think that she's – I'm just going to say, you know what? I guess I think you're cheating. I want a divorce. I'm not going to go, to all this trouble. Because, first of all, if I think you're cheating, I've already convinced myself that you're cheating. There's no you telling me that you're not. You know what I mean?
Right
to the divorce at that point. Let's fast forward to the divorce.
But what an insecure dude. I mean, I wouldn't do all that. I would immediately be like, what the fuck's going on?
Right. Well, and she was cheating on him. It was like she cheated on him 5 different fucking times. This poor fucking guy. I mean, I felt terrible for the guy. But they got 3 kids together and stuff. So I know that's why I stay with my wife. It's because of the kids. But not everybody should do that. It's only right for certain people.
Oh, she's probably the kid's fault.
Yes. I know, if you're not going to stay together, if you're going to stay together for the kids, just don't stay together.
That's right. Give the kids up and then stay together.
Or, no, just give the kids up and get divorced and go back to how things were when they were good.
That's right, how things were when they were good.
Things were so good before I was married with kids. The world by the fucking balls.
Okay, let me jot that down.
Not Jot. That's
it's a Jot app. It's called Jot.
It's called Jot. I guarantee you there's a Jot app.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, you know what, Rufus? I was thinking about our app for the lottery, for doing the lottery numbers. And I was thinking, remember how we were thinking that we needed to know how they decipher the barcode on the bottom of the lottery ticket?
Yeah.
I don't see why we couldn't just use a camera that's on a phone and have it recognize the numbers sets.
Yeah, what couldn't? I mean, it can recognize a phone recognizes barcodes.
Right.
Surely it can recognize a number.
Shape of the numbers and then run those through.
Right.
Right, and compare them with the things instead of trying to get some kind of shit from the fucking lottery office involved, and just with a fucking disclaimer on it saying, okay, if it's not right, it's not fucking right, No one ever could be that hurt by it if they thought they'd won $1 million or something, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. No, I think that's a
I just think it seems like a cheaper way to do the whole thing, just as like a recognition software.
Yeah, and I think we need to build like an actual tangible plastic attachment that helps you scratch cards with your phone.
Right. No, what we're going to do is I had this idea the other day when I was thinking about the Bud Buddy, right?
Yes.
And I only smoked one blunt in my whole life, and I fucking hated it. It was the worst pot smoking experience I've ever had in my fucking life. I don't know why people smoke blunts. It never has fucking made sense to me, but they do. And I was thinking a blunt splitter, right? Because you have to cut open a blunt. It's like a fucking surgical procedure.
It seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and it tastes like shit. But it goes on the end of a Bic lighter, so it's like reusable, right? You can take a blunt splitter off. It just has a little blade that pokes out, and you cut your blunt with it, and then you put it back in or whatever. But now on the other side, of the Blunt Buddy, as I was going to call it,
the Blunt Buddy,
was you could put a scratcher for fucking scratch off. Maybe we could get the lottery to fucking brand some and give them away in a promotion.
That's just a whole lifestyle in your hand. Weed in the lottery.
And a lighter for your crack pipe.
Oh, that's true. There is something about people who smoke blunts that it's a little different than people that smoke joints, I think.
It's no, because it's now just like regular fucking people smoke blunts. It's disgusting.
Yeah. that's kind of my point. Like, I saw that post that you posted.
Right, yes.
And I thought, I mean, my first thought, I mean, are they doing this for show, just like, look what I can do? Some of those have a shitload of fucking stuff in them.
Yeah, well, I mean, think of it. I mean, there's people out there that get a shitload of fucking dope, and to waste it in a fucking blunt is disgusting to me. Ugh. Yeah. That's rant on blunts. Gross.
I think I had one once. I don't remember enough about it to know whether I liked it or not. But I don't really like cigars.
Right. And, you know, you're not even supposed to inhale a cigar, really. And
no,
with a blunt, you're, like, inhaling the whole fucking, the worst part of the cigar, the wrapper. Ugh.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it. I actually had it over on East Side Drive by St. Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
I shared a duplex. Well, I had a duplex with a couple guys, but on the other side was, like, a guy and his son, and the guy's son was, like, some Mexican kid, and he's like, hey, dude, you want to smoke a blunt? And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever. And it was just so gross. I was like, yeah, that was horrible.
Wow.
Then he went to jail.
Oh, of course. He's Mexican.
Right. Paul. Paul was his name.
Oh, Paul.
Pablo, I guess. Pablo, Paul?
I was thinking Paul's more of a ginger.
Paul, yes.
Paul Nick Pablo.
Yes, yes. He was the redheaded Mexican. The ginger Mexican. The fabled ginger Mexican.
Oh yeah, it's like the chupacabra or Bigfoot.
Right. The chupacabrone.
The chupacabrone. Oh my god. Dude, you just made the show worthwhile with that one.
That would make a good shirt, actually.
Fuck yeah, Chupacabrone. God.
You know, Rufus?
Yes, my friend?
I'd like to say welcome to the sponsor of the show, 420 Products. I don't know if you're familiar with that. We've got a new sponsor at 420 Products.
I am not familiar with
Home of the 420 Bud Products. Buddy. And 420 Amplify. And maybe soon the Blunt Buddy.
Probably.
But just want to get that in and say welcome. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the happy hour. New sponsors are always a good thing.
Should we play the sponsor spot since they paid us a shitload of money for it?
Yes, I think we should. I think we owe them that much.
Yes. By the way, if you want to pay us a shitload of money to play spot, contact us at Rufus at hypersoftradio.com or Zigzag at hypersoftradio.com or visit us at hypersoft.me and contact us to the contact page.
And hopefully, if you can type that fast,
you are
hired.
Yes. You need to try 420 Amplify. It'll get you boosted and where you need to go. No more burnout. Get the most from your toast with 420 Amplify. Hey, amplify your mind and your ass will follow. For more information, email 420amplify at hypersloth.me. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank you, Rod Dippy, for that voiceover work.
I need to redo that. I don't
you
let that
need
happen
to try.
During the compression, the vocals kind of got buried in there.
I can hear it pretty good on my end.
Really? All right, maybe it's my computer.
Maybe it's some jamming headphones. What are those, Beats? You got Dr. Dre Beats on there?
Have you ever used some Dr. Dre Beats? They fucking suck, dude.
Really? No.
There's some flimsy... Yeah, they're not good. These are Sony, dude. Sony.
Sony.
Nicaraguan Sonys, by the way.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
How do they spell that in Nicaragua?
S-O-N-E? T-A-C-O.
Taco. Okay, that caught me off guard. No, I haven't. I mean, I did see somewhere where Dr. Dre has made more money off of beats than he ever even dreamed about of making as a rap artist or a producer.
That is scandalous.
So that only goes to tell you how much money he's making off of that, because obviously he probably had $500 million before.
We got some for our kid for Christmas. We got him an MP3 player and some beats. That's all they had was these Dr. Dre beats. And I was like, oh, man, I saw the commercials. They must be good.
$100, $200, $300?
Fucking, I don't know. They're, no, not these. I mean, maybe they make tiers. These were like $30, $40 and maybe worth about 12. Yeah.
Really? I didn't think beats made a cheap version. I thought they were all like over $100.
Jesus Christ, I hope not.
I swear to God. Are you Googling Dr. Dre beats right now?
Yes.
Google cheap Dr. Dre beats. I guarantee you they're at least $99.
$170? Jesus Christ.
What color are they?
We tossed them, but they were black and red.
Hopefully you got them in Nicaragua.
No, we got them in Costa Rica.
B-E-E-T-S?
Somebody climbed on the chicken bus and we were crossing the border and they had a big wicker basket full of Dr. Dre headphones and chicharrones.
Chicharrones.
So we got some headphones and a snack.
Did you ever eat any fresh chicharrones overseas?
No.
Do you eat chicharrones?
I don't even know what chicharrones are. I just knew it was some kind of food.
It's pork rinds.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I did have some, actually.
Yeah, your chicharrones are pretty good, actually.
Man. They are good. My kid begged for some.
I bet. Did he like them, just out of curiosity?
Well,
that's like fried bacon.
Oh, God, it's not even bacon. It's skin.
Oh, it's skin. That's right.
And
a nice suit.
I'm sorry.
Chicharrone suit.
Chicharrone suit.
I need to make a mask with like a chicharrone face.
You could be a Mexican wrestler. Chicharrone face.
Chicharrone. Watch out, here comes Chicharrones.
Versus Chupacabron.
No, they have to be on the same team.
Oh, it's a tag team.
Yeah, they're the tag team.
What was the guy's Chicharrone face?
Yes.
Chicharrone face and Chupacabron.
Oh, my God.
This Sunday night.
Are they good guys or bad guys? They're good guys, aren't
they?
Oh,
yeah, they got to be good guys.
Chupacabron is just so fucking misunderstood, man. Everybody thinks he's like some wild wolf asshole.
Right.
Right. I mean, because cabron is like a friendly way of saying asshole in Spanish, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was, it's either like asshole or some like a derogatory version of dude.
Yeah, it is. Chupacabron. The Chupacabron. I mean, that's almost a no-brainer, that mask.
Yeah.
I see, so is Chicharrone today. Or we just call him El Chicharrone.
Oh, there you go. The Chicharrone and Chupacabron.
Yeah, there you go. And Chicharrone. Cabron and Chicharrone. Chicha Cabron. Chupacabron and Chicha Cabron.
The Cabron brothers.
The Cabron.
Hermanos.
Don't mess with
El, it'd be El Cabron Hermanos. The Cabron brothers. Jesus Christ, we should sell this idea to Adult Swim. It'd be a great cartoon.
Or
Los Cabron Hermanos. Los Cabron Hermanos. Chupa Cabron. El Chicha Cabron.
E Chicha Cabron. Chicha Cabron. What would there would have to be some kind of woman. Wait, we still have to open up Mama, what was it? The pizzeria place that we were gonna open?
Oh jeez, I forget. They got lost in the
Mama O'Murphy's or Mama Smurfy's.
Mama Smurfy's, that's right.
Blue pizza crust.
We could sell blue waffles, too.
We could, and chicken.
For breakfast.
And blue chicken.
Google blue waffles.
Probably some kind of gay date rape drug.
Oh, no.
Try on blue waffles, you fucking...
It's worse than that. What's funny is somebody, a degenerate that I'm friends with on Facebook, posted a picture of a blue waffle, and it said, you know, a lot of people don't know that the normal brown or tan or wheat color of waffles is from an additive. The natural color of waffles is blue. Google blue waffles to find out. Blue waffles is a horrible, disgusting vaginal STD.
No.
Yeah. So don't Google blue waffles.
I did, and the only thing it said blue waffles. Oh, now I see the STD. Oh my God. That is what genital warts look like?
I guess.
Wow.
Wait,
oh
check.
My God, this guy's got it in his eye, dude.
What?
Oh my God. Holy shit. Just cut your, oh, look at this guy's chin. It ate right through it. Can this guy be alive and they're taking this picture of him?
I don't know what you're seeing.
Oh my God. You don't want to see it, dude. Did you see the one of the penis?
Yeah.
As seen on mygenitalwarts.com.
Is it like a social network for genitals?
I guess it
people?
Is. This guy's actually, I think they call this one the Ring of Glory.
Jesus Christ. I'm
the
sorry.
Ring of Glory. The Ring of Shame.
No kidding.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God. I think if you are going to have sex with someone, you would probably see that. All the more reason to turn the lights on.
Yeah, but, man, if you're drunk and ready to go, damn.
I can't even believe this shit, dude. You're right. It's turning my stomach. I can't watch it or just chat anymore. That was too foul.
Anyway, you can pick those up at Mama Smurfy's.
Yes. Get your blue waffles deluxe. Extra warts. Extra warts and extra slime. I don't know. I'm guessing that was, I think that was more of a Mexican food item, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a seafood. It's a shellfish thing.
It's a mollusk.
It's like a bruised mollusk. They take a mollusk and punch the shit out of it.
Oh, my God. That was sick. So go ahead, listeners. Google blue waffles to be pleasantly surprised. Make sure you're getting ready to eat something. Make sure you have some spaghetti handy.
That's right. Do it on the big screen at the family dinner table. Sounds like you're talking to a, was that a child or a member of the animal kingdom?
That was a member of the animal kingdom who fell asleep in the lab or the studio earlier and then, of course, like just woke up right now and it wanted to go out. Then, of course, when I opened the door for it to go out, it just sat there and kind of looked at me like, what are you trying to make me go out for?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it totally forgot that it wanted to go out already. She's the sweetest little cat ever, though, so we'll forgive her. So what else is on your mind, Rufus?
Uh-oh.
Wow. Ready? That's crazy.
Nothing here. Things are pretty normal. How are things in Colorado?
Getting ready. Got the electricity turned on at the new facility today.
Exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So going to be moving forward with that. Going to be a lot of moving and throwing of shit out and things like that.
Cool.
In the next month or so. But are we going to take it into the VIP part of the show?
I figure we should, at least for a little bit.
All right. Well, stay tuned for the VIP part of the show and find out what we were talking about just then. And if you don't stay tuned, maybe you'll never know.
You probably won't.
Now, you know what we should do now, Rufus?
What's this?
Let's record it as a video and
okay.
Stop on the... No, we should always keep it on the Blog Talk Radio, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we should. But we should mention... I think we should mention... If you want to see the section live, go to hypersloth.me, and I'll post it.
You can see how beautiful we are.
Yes.
So, anyways, getting ready to head into the VIP part of the show. Or did we already head in there? No. We'll see you on the flip side. Catch you in the VIP.
Woo!
Peace.
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 There we go. We're in the VIP section. Welcome to the VIP.
Ooh, my.
It's a doggone delicious place.
Nothing but blue waffles.
Then get your blue waffles.
That's right.
Get high on blue waffles. What do you think happens if you, like, crush up blue waffles and smoke them?
I don't want to get my face that close to blue waffles.
What do you think would happen to your lungs?
Not good. They'd become blue and flappy. And
you think they would, like, that shit would grow inside your lungs, or you think lighting it on fire would...
I don't know, man. I don't want to smoke any blue waffles. It looks like it'll grow just about anywhere.
I dare you to get on the dark net and start looking for blue waffles for sale.
I bet there's probably a fetish where you could, like, find a whore that has blue waffles because that's what you're into.
Oh, God. How much do you hate yourself if you're into fucking blue waffles?
No kidding. I'm just going to draw myself out.
I'm trying to figure out where the name blue waffle came from.
Well, if you look at that one image of the lady's undercarriage, it's all blue and looks... It looks like waffles. It looks like
old. Oh, my God. I guess I wasn't looking at the right ones, but I'm glad for that now.
Looks like old rotten bruised bacon was left out.
Here's a Hypersloth rant.
Nope.
Can you play the rant music, please?
Absolutely.
And now it's time for another delightful Hypersloth rant!
Yes, welcome to my rant. I think people probably agree with me. You know, I went to the park the other day with my wife and my daughter, you know, finally get nice out here in Colorado Springs. And I'm just wondering, if anybody knows the answer to this question, does meth make you hard of hearing?
What?
Does meth? Yes, I guess it does. That's a great answer to my question. Thank you, Rufus.
You're welcome.
Because
what?
We're at the park, right, and there's a bunch of kids running around, blah, blah, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, the meth people show up. Right?
Okay,
it's a nice park, like right downtown or whatever. Not downtown, like on the outskirts. I don't know, hard to explain. By a river. I mean, it's a decent, you know, park or whatever. And all of a sudden, like, the meth family showed up.
A meth family? Like with kids?
Well, I mean, yeah, like mama was on meth, and I'm sure the 21-year-old daughter was on meth, and then, like, then I guess, like, the daughter's little kids, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there was, like, some 20-year-old dude thrown in. But they were being so fucking loud, I was so convinced that being on meth obviously makes you not give a shit about your teeth, but
no.
You obviously can't hear either because they're like, fucking fuck this! Goddamn! Oh, my God. It's fucking insane, dude. People are, like, covering their kids' ears and shit. And these people are, like, so fucking out of touch that they don't even know what the fuck is going on.
You sure they weren't on placebo?
I'm pretty sure they were on the real deal, brother. They were fucked up.
Oh, wait. I think that was us. Sorry, we went to the park that day.
That was the Rufus's.
Yeah.
Was that the Rufus's?
Well, we do like to live it up on Sundays.
It's like I like to call you the Rufi.
Ooh, the Rufi.
Rufi. But, yeah, so that's my rant. If you're going to be high on fucking meth, just shut up about it. Just shut up. Just be quiet. Remember, no, not everyone wants to hear you all day, every fucking day. Oh, and then, wait, the capper was? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
So then after we go to the park, we go to the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
So we get them to the grocery store. We're leaving, and the meth family pulls in, okay?
The same meth family?
Yes. And so the meth family gets out of their car, and they're going into the store, and they just get in the store, and a fucking cop pulls up right behind their car.
Uh-oh.
Like, stands up, looks around, makes a call on the fucking radio.
Yeah.
And then, like, proceeds to drive to the front of the store and parks his car, and then we left. So I didn't get to see what happened to the meth family, but apparently there was going to be an incident with the meth family, or an incident had already previously happened with the meth family.
They probably owed the cops some meth.
And the funny thing is they're getting out of this car, dude, and you would have thought it was, like, a fucking clown car. Like, they get out of this tiny little two-door convertible, and, like, 9 fucking people get out.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, holy shit, how the fuck did they do that? And the good news is, since they're all high on meth, the average, like, weight was, like, 43 pounds or something.
Oh, yeah, so they were way under limit in that car.
Right, yeah. They were fitting 3 to a seatbelt.
3 to a seatbelt.
Yeah.
You know, they're probably home ranting about the normals that were at the park.
They probably are. Can you believe those people? They fucking didn't even seem like anybody was high on meth there.
That's right. They were so fucking boring. No cussing, no screeching, no scratching their faces off.
Oh, yeah. And this one, at one point, the one lady says to the other girl, "You better fucking quit that or I'm going to fuck you up." Like, so loud. It was just like, you could hear like a gasp, a collective gasp. And then, and so you look over expecting to see someone with a shiv stabbing the hell out of someone, and that's how they're talking, like joking around.
It's the pride of America.
It is. That's the heartland, baby.
It is the heartland.
Heartland. The meth land.
That's a John Mellencamp song right there in the making.
It is. All about how your teeth look like fresh cut corn.
That's right. Little pink houses for you and me and no teeth.
Little pink bicuspids.
Little pink
you and me.
Gums.
Little bloody kind bicuspids. Bicuspid stump.
Bicuspid stump.
The name of a band.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. That's a great band name. The Bicuspid Stump.
Bicuspid Stump. Meth metal band. This has been a new genre of music called meth metal.
I'm sure it's been invented. We gotta put a label on it.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Meth metal.
It has a fucking nice ring to it, no doubt about
that.
Yeah,
it does. The alliteration. Wait, what was the name of that band?
Meth Metalhead.
The Bicuspid Stumps.
A bicuspid is a tooth, if I'm correct with that, right?
It is, yes.
Let's see. Meth Metalhead, a man with no shirt on lots of drugs and loving him some heavy metal.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hear some metal.
You got to see this fucking guy. You thought you were tweaking last night?
Wait a minute. Wait, what'd you type in? I got to see it.
I just put in meth metal, and a YouTube one came up. I will pause it.
Meth Metalhead, okay.
I just put in meth metal. Oh, yeah, meth metalhead. There you go. I'm at 20 seconds.
Ooh, that's some good metal.
The deal is obviously they added the metal afterwards, right? Or where
yeah.
Is he standing that he can hear that fucking metal that loud?
Yeah, no, they added it in. Look at it. Is he wiping his face with dirt from the street? Wow.
Probably feces.
Hopefully.
Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my God.
Geez.
Did they add the fucking words here?
Looks like he's singing.
Is he listening to it on his fucking iPod or something?
It's broad daylight.
Or is this a video?
Wow.
That was you last night for 1 minute.
Yeah, but it felt like 2 days. And I was sitting on the toilet the whole time.
Sad part for this guy, it seems like it was like 1 day and it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
This is some good shit.
Oh, my God.
Wandering out in the streets. Is this just a video, though, that someone put together for this stupid shit band?
I don't know. That dude seems legit to me.
He just happens to be singing this exact same song?
And I think the fact that it syncs up is kind of a... It's pretty easy to sync up.
That looks fun, though. Let's see if we can find another person on that. Here's a lady tweaking. Let's see how fun this looks.
All right, what's this?
Oh, I'm not going to go all that trouble of fucking signing in and all that shit. You just can't watch a fucking person tweak.
Have you seen people on bath salts?
Only in the mirror.
Oh, really?
Look at this. These are the fun ones to watch. A tweaker locked up in a fucking jail cell. That seems like that would be fun, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like tweaking in jail.
That's
I know a guy that actually went to jail on a hit of acid.
Good God, how'd that work out?
Let me put it this way. He's not really tightly wrapped right now.
And you think that, or?
It didn't do. I mean, he was an asshole before, and he's just still an asshole, so.
I also wonder what happens whenever they, like, arrest somebody who's, like, high on heroin, but they're obviously an addict. You can't just throw those guys in a cell because they'll
right.
fucking die, right?
Yeah, you have to. I guess they take them to the hospital, and I don't know. Maybe they might wean them off right there at the fucking. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, Rufus. Maybe they just don't give a shit, and they're like, fucking deal with it.
Sounds like a bad time, but hey.
Really, you can't. No one dies from coming off of heroin usually, unless you have some kind of underlying medical condition.
Right.
But those people that die from withdrawal die from alcohol withdrawal.
But it's got to suck either way.
I'm sure it would suck, but I don't think that when you're in jail, they really give a fuck if you're coming down off your fucking heroin high. I mean, I don't know. The ACLU probably forces them to give a shit or something.
We force you to care.
Well, you know what I mean? They're like, that's not far. You can't just fucking do someone cold turkey like that. I don't know. I know a guy that went to jail for a DWI, and he was in there, and he was, like, so stressed out about it and shit that his blood pressure was, like, 220 over 160.
Good God.
Yeah, and the nurse was, like, looked at him and was like, how do you feel? He's like, well, I don't feel good. And she's like, Jesus, we got to do something. You could have a stroke right here. So she like, says that to him and then, like, walks off for, like, 40 minutes. Like, he just sits there. He's like, yeah, the whole time I'm, like, expecting my fucking – he's like, I feel my heartbeat in my neck, and I'm basically expecting just to fucking die at any end.
Jesus Christ. Now, that sounds like me last night.
Because I guess he kept telling him, I take a blood pressure pill or whatever. And they're like, ah.
Now, that's interesting. That's a good point, because I take 4 pills for blood pressure. What if I got arrested and they kept me for, like, 3 days? I wonder what the fuck would happen?
You're supposed to get your wife to bring your blood pressure pills down, but – they don't give a shit.
But what if I didn't get her gas money?
Well, then you tell her to turn her fucking self out, get you some fucking gas money to come down there and bring you your fucking medicine, no matter if
okay.
you got to suck a dick or 10.
You're right. How silly am I?
I know. You let that bitch just walk in all over you if she's not sucking a dick for your fucking gas money.
Well, I mean, really, if she doesn't suck a dick for me and I die, that's on her.
Then she doesn't get the inheritance.
That's right.
If she doesn't prove that she had sucked a few dicks to try to save your life, then she gets nothing.
She needs to prove it with some blue waffles when she walks in the door.
That's right. She needs a big old grill full of blue waffles.
That's right.
Baby blue waffles. I love your baby blue waffles.
Isn't that a Sinatra song?
Yeah.
Baby blue waffles in your eyes.
Baby blue waffles in your vagina.
Baby blue waffles between my thighs.
Baby blue waffles hanging out your asshole.
In my asshole portal jeans.
Nice. Asshole portal. I love it. It transports jean wearing to a whole nother level.
Wow.
Transport. What did you call them? I can't even remember now.
Asshole porthole jeans? That's kind of a mouthful. But...
porthole, yes.
Right.
Porthole. Did you ever see the jeans on So Fine, though? I didn't. Did they come up for you?
Yeah, I Googled it and saw them.
I can't remember. I remember that they had, like, windows in the asses, but I don't remember what it looked like.
Oh, they look good.
I mean, what year was that? It had to be, like, 1970. Oh, 1981. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yep, 1981, butt-out jeans.
The ass thing, they're way bigger than I remember. I thought they were smaller than that, the little ass-cheek thing. Nicely done, David Lee Roth. I think that's him on the cover of the movie right there, isn't it? Nuzzling that guy's neck.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing like a little David Lee Roth nuzzle.
Yeah.
To help you get your mind right.
These look pretty good, I gotta say.
You know what? I'm surprised someone doesn't try to... Let's do the front one like that. You know what? And it doesn't show anything but the fucking pubic hair. So you can, like, know what kind of way a chick has her pussy shaved up.
She, or if she's a dancer.
The lightning strip. No.
Gold mine, buddy.
Do you see where I'm coming from with that?
Oh, yeah, and I'll see where I'm coming on.
Oh, my God. And on the landing strip.
Jesus Christ, I'm coming in. Jesus Christ. Dropping off the payload.
Drop the Enola Gay. In for a landing. You are a sick fucker. All right, so what would we call those jeans that have the front that are like see-through on the front just above your pubis?
Pubis. Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what they call that, right? Your pubis bone?
I'm sure. Jeez. I don't know.
Tattletale. The tattletale pants.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying, though, right? You could just see how the chick, some chick had her bush shaved up.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a whole accessories thing where you shave, like, shape them, like, shape their hair into certain things. Everybody knows what pussy hair they're sporting.
It's, like that thing you had when you were a kid that had the magnetic dust in it. You could put a beard on the guy.
There you go. You know, it's not even real. It's not even real. It's an insert. And like, however you're feeling, let them know with how you would be wearing your pubic hair today if you had it.
It's like a toupee for your pants.
Right. Yes.
A pants toupee.
Tuck it in front of your pants. This is how I'm wearing my pussy hair this week.
Oh, jeez. Do you like it? It's got a bow.
Vote on my pussy hair. Take a vote. Let me know how you'd like me to wear my pussy hair next week.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
I don't know. I think the see-through one's a better way to go and actually force them to shave their pussy hair in a certain... I guess there's no reason a guy couldn't have a tattletale pair of pants either with just, like, his above his weenus showing.
Yeah, I guess not.
They call that the peacock. Colored. Like the NBC peacock.
Yeah. You can just
he's a proud bird.
You can throw it out with a pick.
Exactly. Oh my God, have it where it actually comes all the way through.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
There is no piece of plastic.
No, there's no window. It's just like a bushel of fucking hay that you're carrying around in front.
Well, I'm saying even for the chicks.
Yeah, absolutely. You're gonna feel how well it's conditioned.
So obviously you'd have to sell a pair of panties with the same kind of deal that's like got a cut out for where the pussy hair goes.
It'd be built in. It'd be like a combo deal.
No, we got to sell them separately. Make more money that way.
That's true. That's true.
Especially, you know, the Bud Buddy.
Oh, look at that.
I forgot about the Bud Buddy. Dude, this thing has turned into an overnight sensation with people that I know.
Really?
Seriously. Seriously. The market research is in on the Bud Buddy. And it's a go, big time.
Okay, well, shit.
Big time. Now, there is kind of a thing on the market called a kind stack, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're
lame. Lame name, by the way. Yeah, lame name.
That more expensive, and they, I don't know, they just don't do it for me. We're good with the fucking Bud Buddy, especially the markup we're going to get on these things.
Right.
But you saw that I had the pictures done.
Yes, they look beautiful.
You know, actually, I tweaked them a little more, and I found some what I think will be the good ones. I'll have to send you some copies. But I'm going to work.
Oh, you froze up.
I've been thinking more about the Bud Buddy, and it's potentially just as, and I want to get it into as many stores as possible. I don't know if – I mean, I think the marijuana angle is good for stores like in Colorado and shit where we're planning on in head shops and whatnot.
Sure.
But like I said, I'd like to get it into every fucking Ready Mart in the world.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah. It'd be a,
but I don't know. I'm actually going to go pitch this guy next week and see. It's just a guy that I know from going to my local store all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He like runs the store. He's an Indian guy. And see, would you sell this if it had pot or anything to do with pot? Or should we just forget the pot association and, you know, call it something else. But, you know, you can store your herbs or your pills or whatever, like, get that angle without linking the marijuana up directly.
We could call it a pill pal for pills.
But I don't see what I don't want people to go and say, I could go get that at fucking Costco or wherever, you know, because you can buy them at pharmacies. But not, you got to buy 7. You got to buy a big fucking thing of them.
Well, that's the deal right there. Who wants to buy 7?
Nobody. That's why we're dividing them up.
Right.
Right. But, I mean, I want to give it a cooler twist than it's fucking for old lady pills. I still want to, you know what, I think we'll move forward with the marijuana angle for now. And until this guy says no. Or that
right.
We should, you know, I'm just going to ask. Because I think that any place that, like a head shop or whatever, you're not seeing, you can't really associate it with pot, though, unless we go to Denver or somewhere.
But I don't see outside of that how you could make it cool, because who else?
That's what I'm saying.
I take 4 pills and I just slop them on a hand and fucking take them down by the fistful. I don't.
Or herbs, as it were. You see what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
There's that buy pot outside of the fucking system legally, you know. I'm going to get to the bottom of that. We'll just put some bath salts in it. Take a picture.
Bath salts.
I'm thinking we get – I'm really giving the 420 products a go. And I'm on top of – believe it or not, I'm going to get to that Libramute thing by the end of the week here and get us a fucking mixture. And they do chemical analysis and can break down your stuff for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, that's cool.
Yeah, they do it all the time just to test the quality of their own ingredients, is what the guy told me. You know, so they have, like, some kind of thing that tells them what is what.
Because I still use that Zucari or whatever stuff every goddamn fucking day.
Now, I'm definitely going to get that going. This guy supposedly has these fucking logos for me, but I haven't seen the guy that works for me because this time of year –
mm-hmm.
He usually takes off like a month or so, sort of like I do.
Right.
So I just need to get in touch with him. But he said he has some shit, and I gave him a Bud Buddy. He's come up with a Bud Buddy one, too.
Ooh, sweet.
And a 420 product, which is actually a no-brainer, really. But, yes. And this is what I meant to tell you at the beginning of the show. A guy that I know that I gave a Bud Buddy to,
uh-huh.
He knows two guys that just graduated from IU with software engineer degrees, and they're both delivering pizzas right now in Elkhart.
What?
In Colorado Springs, yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
So he's going to hook me up with these guys sometime this week, he said.
Okay, cool.
So there's hope for our apps yet. I mean, I told him, I'm looking for some guys just that want to be part of this deal, you know what I mean? And he's
right.
Like, hey, these guys are laid back. They work as a team. You know, he's like, I'll tell him. I'm like, yeah, do it. I mean, fuck.
Wow, that's cool. I wish I knew people.
That's something we have to fucking keep going on. We got to keep going on all this stuff. So baby steps here, Rufus.
I
would like to talk for the full half hour of the VIP show, but I have to pee so bad right now that I'm going to have to cut it a little bit short tonight.
That's cool.
You
want
to play us out with some tunes?
Absolutely. How about Mr. Beersfield? That's always a good one.
All right, I'll talk to you in the next couple hours, Rufus.
I know.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Walk into the kitchen after a hard day's work. A tray of fingers itching, open them all to murk. Spend all day sweet sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only-